You're listening to The High Upside Show, a podcast that allows people like you and me to invest our money in a more entertaining way. My name is Keenan Rivals. I'm a photographer by the day, but I make most of my money by flipping cards. In this show, I'll be sitting down with you and sharing my best practices. You'll learn my process, the lessons I've learned, and more importantly, who you should be buying.
What up, though, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The High Upside Show. I'm your host, Keenan Rivals. I know a lot of you are like, man, where have you been at? I've seen the DMs. I've seen the tweets. I have to take some time off. I'll tell you guys about it one day, but today I want to get into some sports cards news. I've been looking into the market over the past month or so, and I've been really getting excited here about some long-term holds. Now, before we get into this, you guys are looking at the screen if you're watching it on YouTube. I know you see that 2013 Giannis Hoops rookie. I know a few of you are like, Keenan, I know you didn't come back here to tell us to buy Giannis. That's obvious. Well, I did, and it's not as obvious as a lot of people might think. Obviously, Giannis is a great player. He was just listed as a top 75 all-time player, and that's a lot for somebody who entered the league in 2013. This man doesn't have 10 years under his belt, and he's already a top 75 player. So major shout out to Giannis. And yeah, I'm looking at these numbers, and I see people making a huge mistake, the same mistake that I made back in like 2008 when I didn't buy LeBron James rookies. I remember thinking, LeBron James is LeBron James. His cards aren't going to go up that much. There's a lot of them out there. Everybody know he's going to be elite. His prices are his prices. And boy, was I wrong. Today, LeBron James's Topps Chrome rookie is like $16,000. If I'm not mistaken, yep, his Topps PSA 10 rookie is $3,900. The kid's prices did go up a lot, like substantially. I mean, this was like years ago. I mean, if you look at the last, 2 years, according to Card Ladder, the card's up 580% just on its own. So imagine, you know, picking this up in 2008 or 2009, the prices were absolutely dirt cheap. And I feel like that's happening right now with Giannis. If you look at his Hoops rookie, you look at the completed listings, I mean, they're ending for $599, $600 more recently. And, you know, we've seen some go for $594 seems to be the current price, with an average of $675, over the last year or so. So looking at this chart alone, looking at the last year, just seeing that this card had an all-time high price of $1,000 and it had an average price of $675, for me, that would have been enough information to say, hey, this is a really good buy. Giannis is undervalued. You're buying under the average price over the last year. And it already has shown that it has some upside, that it can hit that $1,000 price point. Now, a lot of people don't have the Giannis or the Bucks repeating this year. A lot of people don't have Giannis winning that MVP. So this is a really good time to jump in and grab his cards for the long term. And when I say long term, I mean a few years. Right now, there's 1,955 of these Hoops rookies. And that's a very limited supply for a paper rookie card. Again, if we go back to look at LeBron James and we kind of compare their price points over the last 3 months, we'll see that they have a similar pop report. LeBron's 2003 PSA 10 Topps Chrome rookie, there's 2,033 of those. When you look at Giannis's 2013 Hoops rookie, well, there's 1,955 PSA 10. So, yeah, really spot on in terms of pop report. And from there, you got to just look at the upside. If you believe that Giannis is going to be the next LeBron James, not in terms of accolades, but in terms of being the face of the NBA, in terms of being the guy that everybody knows in basketball, even if they don't watch basketball. If you think that's Giannis, if you buy his Hoops rookie right now, then you're looking at a 7x return compared to LeBron James. Now, we all know within the next 4 or 5 years, the price of that LeBron James rookie is probably going to go up, which is going to leave room for that Hoops rookie to even climb more. If Giannis becomes the face of the league, then there's a huge chance that his Hoops rookie could be going for the same amount of money as LeBron James's Topps rookie, especially if that Topps rookie continues to move up in price, which over the last 3 months, we have seen that it has. It's actually up 16% over the last 3 months. Now, some of you don't like the Hoops rookie. Some of you think that that pop might be too high. Hey, I totally understand. Another option here is the Panini rookie. That one has a smaller pop. There's only 461 of those. But the reason I'm not recommending that one is it kind of reminds me of like LeBron James's Upper Deck rookie. And if you look here, those are only going for $1,591. Undervalued in my opinion, especially with the pop of 295. That actually might be a good buy for some people right now. But I feel like that Panini rookie is going to have that same trajectory where it's just not going to be respected as much. I'm not really sure why. I mean, again, I think these are really good price points, but I feel like if you're looking for just an overall ROI, the Hoops rookie is going to be the most sought after. It has a great picture of Giannis dunking the ball. The Hoops brand is just recognized. And that Panini rookie has just kind of been buried. We see it kind of in the Chronicle set now. You don't really see any modern Panini rookies, but you still have, you know, Hoops rookies of all the modern players, LaMelo, Luka, Trae Young. So that's why I think it's going to be a card to have. And yeah, just an absolute steal at that, you know, $595 price point when you compare it to LeBron James. Now, again, we're not just looking at Hoops here. This is more about Giannis just in particular. A lot of his cards are on par with LeBron James in terms of the overall pop report, which makes him a really easily, like, you know, comparable player. So if we look at his Prism card, Prism's not as hot as it used to be. You know, a lot of people are not buying Prism. The pop reports are way too high. People are kind of opting out for the color. But when it comes to Giannis's rookie, I think that's going to be one of the hottest cards you can get of his. Right now, they're at $1,875, and they have a pop report of $2,651. You compare that to LeBron James's Topps Chrome rookie. Again, we're looking at similar stats here. LeBron James's Topps Chrome rookie, PSA 10, there's 2,146 of those. So there's about 500 or so more Giannis Prisms. And if you look at that price point, look at the market caps. LeBron James's Topps Chrome PSA 10 rookie has a market cap of $33 million, while Giannis's Prism PSA 10 rookie only has a market cap of $5 million. Again, that's like about a 6.7 or a 7x in terms of value. You can kind of pick which one you want, you know, whether you want to go that Hoops route or whether you want to go that Prism route, which might be a little more safer, but it's going to be a little more expensive. I mean, there's no reason why if Giannis continues to be the face of the NBA, if he continues to rack up, you know, MVPs, if he can get a few more championships, why he won't be a household name and why his card, you know, wouldn't be able to touch the similar price points of LeBron. Imagine when LeBron's out of the league and Giannis is the face of the league. $10,000 for a Prism is going to make a lot of sense, especially when we see, you know, younger players already kind of hitting those price points. Same thing for the Topps Chrome Refractor. You know, we're just comparing these cards of LeBron. If you're looking at his Topps Chrome Refractor, I mean, the market cap on those are insane. I mean, this might be the best buy in sports if you can afford one of these cards. Right now, LeBron James's Topps Chrome Refractor has a total market cap, if you add the PSA 10 and the BGS, has a total market cap of about $36 million. If you add Giannis's PSA 10 and his BGS 9.5 for his Prism Silver rookie, they only have a market cap of about $3 million. So we're talking about more than a 10x just to get to that market cap of LeBron. Now, obviously, these plays are a little more risky, but I mean, across the board, you know, I think that there's some really good opportunity here in Giannis long-term for pretty much any budget. I mean, if you're coming into this with $600, bam, you got the Hoops. If you're coming into it with, you know, $2,000, boom, you pick up a Prism rookie. And if you're coming into it with some real money, you're looking to really, you know, build that collection, then you might want to grab one of those Prism Silver PSA 10s or BGS 9.5s, which will run you between like $12,000 and, you know, $18,000 respectfully. So a lot of great opportunity here with Giannis. I'm just really, like, when I look at these plays, they just make so much sense. It's one of those things where, like, in a year or two or three, you're going to be thinking, like, man, why didn't I grab those? Those are so cheap compared to, you know, what we're looking at today. When you factor in Giannis's limited print run, he's one of the last players of our generation that's going to have, you know, this small amount of cards, and he happens to be one of the most dominant players. Like, it just makes a lot of sense. Now, I know a few of you are thinking, like, hey, what about Luka? Couldn't he be the face of the league? What about Jason Tatum? Yes, these guys could be the face of the league. These guys could take over. In fact, history has shown us that these skill-based players like Luka, like Jason Tatum, actually, you know, have a better chance of having hobby success than a dominant player. You know, again, the last dominant player that we've really seen playing was Shaquille O'Neal. And as he got older, as he became less dominant, well, his hobby, you know, love didn't really do that well. You think of players like Amari Stoudemire, who for a few years were dominant. You think about Dwight Howard, for somebody who's going to be a Hall of Famer, but he, you know, even though he still has the muscle, the athleticism, he just didn't have the dominance. So it's going to be interesting to see if Giannis can continue building upon that dominance, because again, most dominant players fizzle out. So yeah, a few of you might be looking at Luka, a few of you might be looking at Jason Tatum. If you want me to kind of compare those players next to let you know what I think they can reach long term, then let me know. But trust me when I say I've done the research, and in terms of upside, there's no surer bet than Giannis. I mean, when you talk about high upside and low risk, you're not going to find an investment opportunity like this anywhere in any sector. You know, there's not too many high upside, low risk investments. So let me know what you guys think about this pick. I've been picking up some Giannis rookies. I'll show you once they come in. Been kind of buying them left and right. I think right now is a really great time to buy him just because he won that championship, but a lot of people are picking, you know, LeBron. They're picking the Nets. They're picking, you know, Luka. They're picking, you know, Anthony Davis to be the face of the league, and, you know, LaMelo Ball even. So a lot of people are sleeping on Giannis right now, and I think that he's going to prove that he can be dominant. I know this isn't good timing. I saw that game yesterday. I know it isn't good timing, but, you know, you buy when the prices are down. And right now, like I said, the average price of his hoops was $675, or right now you can get it for $594. The average price of his prism is $2,024, but right now you can get it for $1,875. And then the average price for his prism silver is $24,000, but it's looking like one recently sold for $18,050. I don't know. I feel like I might pick up a prism silver of Giannis. Talk me out of it if you guys want to, but I feel like that market cap being at 1.4 million, that's just so low compared to LeBron's market cap. It's just so low. I mean, LeBron's market cap is 35 million collectively, and Giannis only at 3 million. I think there's some 10x gains there. Let me know what you guys think about these picks. I'm happy to be back. I'm going to be uploading episodes as often as I can, and then eventually we'll get back to Daily Upside because I'm sure you guys are looking for that information. That's going to be it for me. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Happy investing.